Hey, I'm Luna, and you're watching Disney Channel. No, that was stupid, but welcome to my get to know me slash Q&A audio. So I actually recorded this earlier, but I ended up falling asleep in the middle of recording, because I haven't really had much sleep lately. But yeah, I got a lot of questions, so I roughly divided the questions into three categories, which are GWA slash pillow talk related questions, NSFW questions, and personal questions. So the first question is, what made you start recording audios? To be honest, I started recording audios out of boredom, 'cause I was in quarantine. Actually, I still am in quarantine. And I really didn't have anything else to do. I painted everything that I could paint. So I thought, hey, I've been lurking in GWA for a while now. Why don't I make an audio and post it just for fun? So that's my origin story. What do you think about while making your audios? Are you thinking about someone? I don't necessarily think about anyone when I record my audios. Usually, when I record my audios, I just think of myself in that situation, and I just react how I would normally react in that sort of situation, I guess. Will you ever do a kink list? I might, but to be honest, I have a lot of ideas for audios, and I really want to record them. But I'm having a bit of difficulty finding the time and privacy to record them. But yeah, I will record a kink list soon, hopefully. Why do you talk so quietly? I get that question a lot, to be honest. And I don't know, I've always been a quiet kid, so I guess it's just like a force of habit. But yeah, I've always been very soft-spoken too, so I guess it's just a part of me. But don't worry, I will be working on my volume when recording audio, so I got you. What do you use to make your recordings? I just use my phone, to be honest. I don't really have any fancy recording equipment, and even if I did have that, I wouldn't know how to use it because I am very bad with technology in general, to be honest. So that is a personal problem that I do not want to deal with at all. So I'll save that for future me to deal with. Do you plan on doing more gentle F-dom audios? Yes. Hopefully, when I find the time and privacy to record them. But yes, I will be doing more gentle FDOM audios because that's my favorite type of FDOM, like gentle. So in conclusion, yes. What are some of your favorite tags to perform? I love doing GFE audios. I don't know, I find them very comforting, so I really like making them. I also like, DDLG audios, obviously, and, I like, little comforting audios too. Like, I like recording them, I like listening to them, because obviously they're, comforting, and, I find it, therapeutic, I guess, when recording those types of audios, and when listening to those types of audios. How are you able to say those things that are so sweet? First of all, thank you for saying that, and I don't really know. I just talk like how I would talk to someone that I care about and someone that I love. So that's how the magic happens, I guess. Would you post pics/videos of yourself? I mean, I've already posted a picture of myself, but I mean, I'm open to it. I mean, obviously I wouldn't post like a picture of my face for privacy reasons, but I mean, I'm open to it if you guys are, so yeah. Any plans for a Patreon in the future? I might make a Patreon when, if I reach a certain number of followers. So I mean, if enough people want it, then I guess I'll start a Patreon. But I am planning on opening commissions soon, so I mean, if you're interested in that, just, I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that, but do you own any toys? I have a bullet vibrator, and that's it, because I honestly gotta keep things, like, discreet around here, because, my mom really likes to, like, snoop around my things, so yes. What's your absolute favorite food apart from cock and pussy? I don't really have a favorite food, because food, if you say food, I think it's a little too broad, because you really can't compare, for example, dessert to the appetizers, you can't compare appetizers to, like, the main, dish, you can't, like, compare, I don't know, it's, like, too broad for me, so I don't really have a favorite food, so. Which accents turn you on the most when you listen to them in a sexual context? I guess I find, Australian accents or, New Zealand accents to be attractive, but, yeah. I mean, honestly, I can listen to pretty much anything in a sexual context and be turned on, so that's those are the joys of having low standards. I'm joking, but not really. So, what physical touch or activity turns you on the most? I guess just intimacy. Like someone holding my hand and rubbing it with their thumb, or being held and running their hands through my hair. I think that's what turns me on the most. So, yeah. What's your favorite fantasy to masturbate to? Breeding, like, just thinking about it just turns me on so much, and I don't really want kids, but it's called a fantasy for a reason, so yes. What time during the day are you the horniest? I would say afternoon or like really late at night. I don't know why, I just get horny around those times, so. What's something that turns you on but not most people find it arousing or hot? Maybe it's because I have a background in fashion design or something, but I find myself very attracted to guys who wear skirts or dresses or clothes that are traditionally regarded as feminine, because honestly, most guys look really good in skirts. And I love when people don't care about gender norms and just wear whatever they want to wear and dress however they want to dress. Because I find that people who don't really follow the rules when it comes to clothing and fashion and dressing up have the most unique style and honestly look the best out of everyone in whatever room they're in. So, yeah. What's your ideal amount of sex per week? I would say like at least 4 or 5 times a week should be good. I'm not sure if that's considered a normal amount, so. Yeah. Favorite sex position and why? I guess I would say doggy or cowgirl. Yeah, doggy or cowgirl. Which fictional character do you want to have sex with the most and why? Larry the Lobster from SpongeBob. Because he's juicy, he's red, and he's thick. Who doesn't want to fuck him? How old are you and are you married yet? I'm not married. And I'm not even sure if I want to get married because I don't really believe in marriage. So, yeah. And, let's just say if I were in the US, I would not be allowed to buy alcohol from the store. So, yeah, I'm from Generation Z. Okay, personal, but Are you single? LOL. I'm single. Moving on. Favorite music genre or artist? Ooh. I don't really have a favorite genre or artist, but if you guys are taking recommendations, please listen to FKA Twigs, The Marías, and Rina Sawayama, because I love their music. Maybe you'll like the music too, so. What are some of your hobbies? I paint. Usually I do watercolor or gouache, which is essentially a hybrid between acrylic paint and watercolor. But honestly, I'm not really using gouache correctly because I've been using it like watercolor, so yeah. Currently, I am getting into acrylic painting. It's a little bit different from watercolor. It's actually a lot different from watercolor, so I'm slowly trying to get the hang of it. And I really do want to learn how to do oil painting in the future, because it looks really fun, and I think I don't really know much about oil painting, but I think it's like easier to blend compared to watercolor, considering oil paint takes a while to dry, so you have like plenty of time to fix your mistakes and blend whatever shit you're doing on the canvas. I can sketch too, but using charcoal as a medium is really frustrating for me because it's really messy. That's also a reason why I tend to stay away from oil pastels, because they make a huge mess and sometimes it stains like your skin or the paper or like your workstation, and it's overall very messy. And I've recently been getting into gardening, so I have like a bunch of plants in my room, and some plants in our garden outside. So in my room I have like this little, I think it's called a money plant. I'm not so sure, but I think it's called a money plant, 'cause it's supposed to bring good fortune and good luck into your home. And I have some aloe vera plants over here by my window, and I have some lavender because apparently it helps you sleep better. And outside I have a little herb garden, so I have some holy basil, I think. Holy basil, I think. Yeah. And some Thai basil, some oregano, some citronella, some dill. I have rosemary too, which is one of my favorite herbs to cook with. And I have some sage, which, I mean, you can make tea with sage, but like I mostly use it for burning and cleansing. So, yeah. What are your top three favorite genres for movies? I don't really have a favorite genre, but I do encourage people to support local independent filmmakers, because I find that they make really good films but rarely get any support from big companies or from the public. So yeah, support your local independent filmmakers. Yay. And I also really enjoy animated films. And I really appreciate the amount of work the animators put into the actual film, because I have some friends who are animators and I barely see them at all because they have so much homework. So I really respect like the entire process of making an animated film, even though a lot of people say like animation's only for kids. Like I definitely think animation can be pushed further. Yeah. And I guess like I guess it's a genre, but like I love superhero movies. It's kind of like a guilty pleasure for me. And whenever a new Marvel movie comes out, I just reserve tickets like for opening day because I get that excited to watch it. And often I just watch the movie by myself, which is actually pretty fun. I really recommend watching a movie in the cinema by yourself, like without any friends, because it's, I guess, it's better. I don't like watching movies with people around me, because they're bound to ask really stupid questions, and I don't want to be bothered when I'm trying to watch a movie. So, what's your favorite cartoon or animated film? I recently rewatched Aang, which is Avatar: The Last Airbender. And oh my god, I always watch it whenever like I'm sad, so I guess it's like really one of my favorite cartoons, I guess. 'Cause it's just really well made, and the story, the characters, the plot, like I fucking love it. And I guess I watched some animes when I was younger. I'm not sure if people know about Inuyasha. It's a really old anime, and I remember just watching it with my cousin and just simping really hard for Inuyasha. So, if you haven't heard of that, maybe watch it, because it's really good. So yeah, and one of my favorite cartoons, I guess, or animated TV shows that have more adult themes is BoJack Horseman. I really, really love BoJack Horseman. One of my favorite animated films, as cliche as it probably sounds. I love Spirited Away. It was the first Miyazaki film I've watched, and I remember watching it when I was younger, and I was so captivated by the scenery and the characters and the story. And I remember crying multiple times watching that movie. I didn't know why I cried. I just remembered feeling some type of way while watching the movie. And it's like the movie, the film, like embedded itself into my brain, because I don't know, it just had such a big impact on me, so yeah. What was the last thing that made you laugh uncontrollably? Oh god, There's this 4 second video of Britney Spears jumping and twirling on a balcony. And I know it doesn't I know it doesn't sound that funny, but like when you see it, it's really funny, I swear. It's I gotta pause the recording, hold on. Okay, I'm back. And what's the next question? what is your favorite flavor of ice cream? my favorite flavor of ice cream would be anything that has chocolate in it, because I really like chocolate ice cream, but I also really like choco mint chip, and anything that's like coffee or like mocha flavored ice cream, because it's really good. I'm not a big fan of like peanuts in ice cream though, or like sprinkles. What are your personal turn-ons and turn-offs? I guess just a huge turn-off for me is when someone's rude to waiters or and people working in retail or anything like that, because I find that you can tell a lot about a person based on how they treat people from the service industry. On the other hand, kindness is such a huge turn on for me. So yeah, the next question is Marvel or DC? Marvel, obviously. What's the best adventure you have ever went on? All my best adventures start with me sneaking out and possibly doing something really stupid. So there was this one time I snuck out of the house at like night, and my friends and I drove like 3-4 hours to get some soup from this really famous spot in that area. And when we got the soup, we like bought some alcohol from a nearby 7-Eleven. We got drunk. We met a group of friends who live in a van and like play music in different like beaches and stuff. So we got drunk with them and we played songs together, and then we got home at like around 4 a.m. and then I had to go to school the next day, so that was a fun little adventure. What stereotype about your country / ethnicity do you dislike the most? Sometimes when people find out that my dad's from the UK, they ask me if I drink a lot of tea, which I don't really drink tea that often. I'm more of a Red Bull and alcohol kind of person. And another stereotype about my ethnicity is that people from my country are really good singers, which is not true, because I have a terrible singing voice. I can't even fucking carry a tune, so it's fine. It's whatever. It's fine. But yeah, I'm not hiding an English accent, because I have gotten some DMs from people asking if I'm hiding an English accent, which is a little weird considering my accent doesn't even remotely sound like it's from the UK, but it's fine. English is my first language though. because I'm more fluent in English than my mother tongue, which is Tagalog. But that doesn't mean I'm not fluent in Tagalog either, I'm just more fluent in English. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna answer one last question, and I'll answer the rest in another audio. So this last question is, are you studying in college right now? Yes, I'm in college right now and I'm studying fine arts. I did attend a fashion school before this, so that's why I have a background in fashion design. I really enjoy studying fashion. I just didn't like the people I was surrounded with because it's fashion design and people can be superficial. So I opted to switch to fine arts instead. And that's where I am today. Okay, I guess that's it for now. I'll answer the rest of the questions in another audio because I'm still kind of sleepy, so I might sleep. But I guess before I go, I'll like say something in Tagalog. Ooh, I'm gonna say something really hot. Get ready. Ako ay may lobo. Lumipad sa langit, di ko na nakita. Pumutok na pala. Tungina. Sayang lang ang pera ko. Pambili ng lobo. Pagkain lang sana. Nabusog pa ako. Goodbye.